Daniel Kelly, first of all, five-star performance from Derry. What's your thoughts on that?
Obviously, very, very happy. Fully convincing win. I thought we started the game really well. Obviously, we had the break off, and to be fair, we worked very hard coming back in. We had a little friendly up in Crusaders, which I think done us the world of good just to get us back into the flow of things. And I think you've seen that tonight. We started like a house on fire, and we had a couple of sloppy moments, but overall, it was a really, really strong performance.
Team like Drogheda, they're always dogged and determined, but to get an early goal after 5 minutes, it's a great start, and it gives you that momentum to carry it right through the match as you did.
Yeah, exactly. I think the first goal in this league is absolutely huge. So to get it so early on and against obviously a tough draw to side who are set up well is obviously nice, and you just play with full confidence then, and it just flows through the team. And I thought you seen that tonight, and I think we could have had more as well.
Well, they equalised from a set piece, but it's the way you responded after that. Totally bossed the game, and Brian Maher, and nothing really to do after that.
No, listen, we knew when we went 1-1 that we were dominating, so not to let the heads drop and just keep doing what we're doing. And thankfully, we've got a penalty, and Patch has put it away to put us back ahead, and we just kicked on from then.
So it's a long season for yourself, but finally you're on the, you've got your goal, you've broke your duck here, and a fantastic, well taken goal.
Yeah, finally. It's obviously been a tough time for me at the start of the season. I felt the last few weeks, even though I haven't scored, I felt like I brought a lot to the team, and coming on and doing well and training well. So listen, I got my opportunity tonight, and thankfully I took it, and it's obviously a great feeling.
Yeah, you were unlucky down at Waterford. You were just about to put it in and get wiped out, but that led to 2 assists in that game. So yeah, your form has increased, and it's been very well. You're well rewarded tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, obviously it would have been nice to tap it in, but listen, once we got a goal, it was all that mattered in Waterford. But as you said, now I'm a numbers player, so I just need to keep trying to get my numbers up. I think of 5 assists now and 1 goal, so listen, I'll keep going and keep going. As I said before, hopefully, well, most of the time people forget the first half of the season, we're in the business end now, so if I just keep kicking on and keep doing what I'm doing, I'll be happy.
Final third of the season, as you say, it's a business end. 5 different goal scorers from Derry, everybody weighing in with goals and assists, and that's what you want when you're on a title charge.
100%. I think once anyone scores, it's obviously a great moment, and to have so many different scorers, it's great, and you never know what the league is going to come down to, cook down the goal difference. So we knew when we went 2-3 up that we needed to keep going and be ruthless, and I thought we were tonight.
3 points is on the bag, you just keep going, but difficult opponents now come Thursday at Sligo, and Derry find it difficult at times against Sligo, but with 4-1s on the bounce, momentum's with Derry, but still tough opponents.
Yeah, very tough opponent. I think we've had the greatest record up there, but the form we're in now, you have the fancy to beat anyone, but it's going to be a really tough game. It's always a tough game up in Sligo, and listen, we'll recover now tomorrow and over the next couple of days and bounce into next week.
Thanks very much, Daniel.
Thank you.